Okay, so this is my first podcast. I've never actually done one, which is interesting, but basically I'm going to be realistic about what I think about our projected future with this awesome, beautiful world with robots and flying food or whatever the heck people are going for, because I'm just not seeing it. It's not happening. We have carbon in the atmosphere. We have polluted water. We have people trying to own water rights. We have people controlling electrical outlets based on the social status they look like. We have AI that's unregulated and advancing super fast. All the while people are saying, you know, oh yeah, AI is definitely not safe. But the same people who say that are investing the most money into it, right? Because while that's going on, of course, it's needing to be privatized because there's profit there. So I guess the point of this is that we're putting money before our own existence. And I think that's mainly because it's the pattern that we've been used to since the money system has kind of moved in and changed everything. Now, if you pay attention, if you look into India and China, what they're doing is they're kind of slowly shifting into experimental economies, right? You have China with the social credit system, and you have India starting to try and go more digital. But they're also pivoting the fundamentals of what the economy is, which is that they're paying attention to who people are in society. Now, that can be kind of Orwellian in the fact that they can say, hey, you can't even come in this restaurant because of this digital number on your profile. But it can also be good if it's used ethically and people who do good things can have a form of credit and buy things or do whatever. But the problem is that human nature kind of makes these systems, and then jerks generally take control of them and say, hey, look at me, I'm special. And everything's unfair, but then at the same time, they make money off the industry that fights against what people don't think is fair. So it's a cyclical nature we have of kind of arrogantly showing how we can dominate. And it's the same with basically anything. I mean, look at people who hack into private social security numbers and systems like they've conquered the world. I mean, yeah, everything's exploitable, basically. I mean, we know if the CIA and the NSA can get hacked, I don't think your smartphone, that you're not sure what app you have on it, is going to be safer. So it's not really a question of that. It's a question of, like, where does this all go? And so people project these beautiful images of everyone living in harmony and everyone having food and holding hands with something like the Jetsons music playing. It's not really feasible or logical at this point based on our trajectory. I would say if you look at the past of humanity as far as what we've done, we have to start at the base fundamental levels. Number one is, as far as other life forms on the planet, who hurts Earth the most? Let's start there. We do. Okay, so that's where we start, and we say, so okay, let's start with that. We're the worst ones on the planet as far as like hurting Earth. We've caused extinction, we've caused pollution, it just goes on and on. And, you know, people will be like, well, that's a very grim perspective, you know, but that's their only pivot they have to make it look like I'm a bad person. But it's a fact. Like, it doesn't come down to, like, if it makes you feel bad, because, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, I thought you were giving everybody pills to fix that problem there, Bob. So it's a question of, like, starting at these fundamentals. That the problem is that, like, our footprint on the Earth is terrible, right? So we cause a lot of problems. So there's number one. Number two, what other life form besides humans needs money to survive? None of them. Not really. I bet if we Googled, we could find a fundamental, like, symbolic representation of almost an economy, but it's not going to be the same. I mean, I don't see monkeys running around being like, you owe me 4 bananas. Although they might get in a fight over because bananas are rad, but they also still hopefully grow, you know, in their area, you know, their system. So their jungle, the monkey jungle, that's theirs. Don't touch their bananas. So the next thing we have to look at is, okay, so we hurt the planet the most. We use money when we shouldn't have to. What else do we got here? Well, let's look at what we need to be okay. Okay. So basic life forms really just need to kind of exist and be okay and survive, right? But humanity took this strange leap into something that's kind of like additional comfort, right? And that's because of convenience. You know, there's like the infamous devil, you know, in like religion and culture and kind of just general knowledge, you know, the idea of a tempter. But the devil even hates convenience. It's like the devil's enemy because, you know, he's like, hey, you're ruining my job and you're a jerk. It doesn't even get to tempt us because if it's convenient, it's like, what do? It's the worst of the worst because, like, if you can get something that's convenient and it takes a little bit of a cost, everybody's going to do it. And that's what we've done as a species. Like, other animals out there, they like convenience, but I think at a fundamental level, they hung on to the idea that they're not going to threaten their own ecosystem to get a nice back rub, you know. But this is the kind of stuff that we've turned into. I was working on this idea for an app where basically people could pick up pieces of litter and it would play video game sounds and it would be fun, right? And I started thinking about it. I thought, you know what? The immediately, like, big problem here is that the immediate big problem, whatever. I'm not going to do an edit. I'm lazy. So the immediate big problem here is that people will litter to get points in this game. So this is when I figured out, like, where we're at as people. It's like, we'll litter. It's just, you get points in a game where you get virtual points and there's a scoreboard, or maybe you get 5% off a cappuccino, who knows. But the point is that, like, this is where we're at now, is people will litter to win a game if it makes them popular, if it makes them get money or whatever. And I'm thinking about this, I'm like, this is just kind of a depressing night. You know, I'm walking around El Paso like, oh my gosh. You know, so I do a thing where I just randomly tag people if they're famous or not. I just pick random people, I don't care. Because I like to think that these ideas that we're fed of celebrities are maybe what they're actually about. And AI tells us it's true, so I'm like, whatever, you got money, fix it. I don't care if that's what money does, but it doesn't seem to, right? So, but yeah, I was thinking, we'll just litter more. We'll be like, look me up on the top of the scoreboard. And it's just like, that's where things are at. And so I took away the incentive from the game. I said, let's just make it a fun game where it's, you know, this stuff happening. And all of a sudden it's like, it works. And it made me realize something. And it ties into convenience and comfort. It's that if it's convenient for you or me, generally, this is the way that we go. And I think it's one of our big flaws, is we don't know where to draw the line as far as, like, how it affects other life or the whole system in itself, our stability, our chance of survival, you name it. Is that we'll be like, oh, I can just put some litter on the ground and that'll be popular and people think I'm amazing. And this is what we've become. And so I'm sitting here like, wow, this is, like, hard to think about, but it's kind of true, you know? And what we've done to our health too. I look up things about medications, and a lot of them can work. Like, if people have debilitating issues, you know, if they can't function in public or even, like, function right, then medications work. Like, Elon Musk is doing a Neuralink thing where he's helping someone to hear, which I thought was amazing. And I wrote on the post, you know, this is what I love you for, is, like, you're helping people who really need the help, because there's psychiatrists out there who will gaslight you if you had a bad day, that you've had bipolar depression for years. Like, this is stuff that is ticking off parents. There's, like, a wave of people getting angry at pharma, and there's scandals happening in pharma. And I'm not going to go into my personal story, because that's like a 4-season podcast chain of terror. I don't know what you call that stuff. Almost swore there. That was close. I'm doing good. Yeah. This thing would be all beeps if I could really just get it out, but I'm starting clean. But yeah, so this is where we're at. I don't want to go into medication. That's a whole nother discussion, but there are other ways, you know, that we can be better, like family doctors, hang out with your friends, fix your health, go to the gravesite and cry, apologize, get your words out. You know, there's so many things. There's a holistic healing that it's tons of different things we can try before we just say drugs will fix my broken heart. You know, if you cry at a funeral, it doesn't mean you have a chemical imbalance. So there's a memo. But yeah, this is kind of about where we're actually at. There's a fundamental basis, kind of a rough idea of, you know, where things are at. Not to go into cultural and race and all this other stuff that we have as problems, economic, you name it. But it sets a tone to me, being realistic about the technology that we're dealing with and the power it has in scope of how we've used everything else that we have. And it's not depressing, but it's kind of grounding to me, in the sense that, like, let's start there. Let's start from the truth of who we are, what we've done as a species, and what we really think is going to happen. And let's guide our decisions, in my opinion, on that. Because if you don't start with the truth and really know who you are and really assess where things are at, I don't think you will be supporting the right decision. So this kind of turned into more a philosophical rant, a philosophy rant, if you will. But I don't know. I think I'm going to stop here because hopefully it helps some people kind of think like, you know what, robot world and free everything and all this stuff like sounds great, but you know, if we examine ourselves as well and look at our own past and our own choices and weigh that against everything the world's doing, I think that ethically we can make better decisions when it comes to things like if downloading MP3s is okay or if downloading a movie is okay when all these artists are now making 99 cents on a remote tune site, you know, and the Hollywood producers are getting fired because they can AI generate it. So, you know, this is what technology and everything can really do is it can break lives and ruin futures. So I like to look at things half dark and half light. You know, this is the more kind of right in the middle realistic approach. It's not that there is not hope, okay? But it starts with bringing these things up and saying, like, we need to really work on this or it's just not going to be the bright, awesome technological future that you want. It might be that you have a chip in your head and you have to take pills within a certain amount of milliseconds.